For KZYX, this is Dan Young. Fort Bragg's housing shortage and homelessness crisis is often highlighted by members of the public and of the city government. At their Monday, December 11th meeting, the Fort Bragg City Council considered providing preliminary conceptual approval for a new mixed-income senior and multifamily housing project. The council also specifically considered waiving certain setback and parking requirements as an incentive for the developer. Fort Bragg Community Development Director Marie Jones described for the council the proposed housing development.
This is potentially another project from Danko Communities, which is a vertically integrated developer, contractor, and manager of affordable workforce and senior housing projects all over Northern California. They're looking to construct a mixed-income project that would consist of 30 affordable senior units and 14 market-rate duplexes at 441 South Street. The senior project would include units that are 618 to 830 square feet and would include 8 two-bedrooms and 22 one-bedrooms. The market-rate units would be from 1,000 to 1,200 square feet. The project is proposed for a 7.8-acre parcel, although the project itself would only use 3.2 acres of the site.
Community Development Director Marie Jones also summarized the background of the developer and the past history of this particular project before the Fort Bragg City Council.
Danko has developed many, many commercial residential projects in Arcata, Eureka, and Ukiah. They've done one project in Fort Bragg in 2014. We're all aware of the cottages at Cypress Street, which is a 24 one- and two-bedroom cottage senior project in a park-like setting. Since they completed that project, they've been interested in doing another project in Fort Bragg, and it's kind of taken them some time to find a good parcel. So as you're aware, on September 11th of 2017, City Council did provide conceptual approval of a soft loan of $250,000 for this project. The term of the loan would be 55 years at 3% interest, and repayment would be required if the property were sold. Now they're looking at a grant program called the Housing and Community Development Infill Infrastructure Grant Program, and that grant application is due in the middle of January. In looking at the project itself, I think the design is quite nice in that the senior cottages are all arranged in a perimeter around some open space. The parking is tucked behind, and the project presents very well to both Kempe Street and a future street that would bisect this parcel.
On December 11th, Jones also described the specific affordable housing development incentives that had been requested by the developer and which staff had ruled the developer was eligible for.
In terms of the incentives, our ordinance is pretty clear about what kinds of incentives applicants can ask for, and they're asking for two that are available. One would be a reduction in site development standards. Specifically, they're asking for a change in the setback requirement from 25 feet to 10 feet from the front of the parcel. And they're doing that in order to accommodate the parking at the back of the site and also to make sure that there's nice open space for the property and good circulation. They're also looking for a reduction in vehicle parking standards. And so the staff report looks at those and basically concludes that the project does qualify for an exemption or incentive that would reduce the setbacks from 25 feet to 10 feet and from 103 parking spaces total to 66 parking spaces total.
During public comment on the item, two people spoke, highlighting what they said was a severe shortage of housing in the city of Fort Bragg. One local resident who spoke to the council was Megan Carone.
This town is losing its workforce, if you haven't noticed. In the summer, we do not have enough housekeepers or kitchen staff, the kind of people who can feed all the tourists and clean up after them. There's nowhere for them to live here at all. Has anyone tried to hire a painter or a tile guy? Sign up. It's like an 8-month wait. We're losing the people that can do stuff, and we're also losing the able-bodied people who want to move here but are unable to find housing. I have a shop on Redwood Avenue, and this was my first summer there, and I was not surprised to find out how many people wanted to move here. It was almost daily for someone to ask about housing, and of course, how many of them wanted to retire here, but there were just as many young couples, some with established businesses, a useful trade, some had ideas of opening restaurants. These are the people that could do things. We need these people here. Until we have housing for those who want to invest in this community and the people who want to fix up these storefronts or open a restaurant in one of the many closed up restaurants, until there's more housing built, we will never have a robust, sustainable economy. A few Fridays ago, I actually had four people in the shop who were all losing their rentals within the next 2 months. These were carpenters, they were artists, they were computer technicians. They were actually talking about vans down by the river. They were serious. They weren't joking. It was sad. This was their only options. We need housing, and that's wonderful. That project, that sounds wonderful, but We need a lot more.
After brief discussion, the Fort Bragg City Council agreed to give preliminary approval for the changes to setbacks and parking requirements asked for by Denko Communities for the proposed mixed-income senior and multifamily housing project on South Street. During the Fort Bragg City Council's December 11th meeting, the council also heard from Community Development Director Marie Jones on another topic related to the community's housing and homelessness crisis. Jones updated the council on the status of the Extreme Weather Shelter project.
The Extreme Weather Shelter is going to operate out of the food bank. People will go to the Extreme Weather Shelter, what they're calling the staging area, which is a little room off of the side of the food bank that has a separate locked door and access to a porta potty. People will not be arriving there until 5:30. They will have until 6:30 or 7 to get transported through the county's van to one of the churches or faith-based organizations that will be hosting that extreme weather shelter for up to 14 days in a row. It will operate only when the weather is below 40 degrees Fahrenheit or greater than 20% chance of rain. And we have a whole variety of special conditions to address neighborhood concerns, et cetera, as part of that.
The Fort Bragg City Council took no action on December 11th in response to these comments from Marie Jones related to the extreme weather shelter. Reporting for KZYX, this is Dan Young.